you know, representing beds, they're taken out of the bucket. So they're not available anymore. That absolutely makes no sense because we have, again, an aging population. Baby boomers are now entering into that stage of life. And so we have an increased need for long-term care and nursing care. So we have got to address some of those things with DHHS here in Nebraska. That's sort of agency regulations. But I think the legislature can certainly get involved at some level there and start fixing that. That's one place to really start fixing the problem. The Medicare, Medicaid reimbursement level is another issue in why we're having some struggles with our long-term care facilities. There's a gap between what that reimbursement rate is and what the actual cost of caring for those individuals is. And the legislature did make a positive move this year and increase that reimbursement rate a little bit, but we're not there yet. I'm a fiscal conservative, and I do believe that we have to be cognizant of keeping government in their lane. But one of the things we do have an obligation for in this country and in this state is to take care of our elderly. That is an area where I think we have to step up and be responsible for making sure the elderly are taken care of. And we are on the brink of a crisis here in Nebraska. And so those are a couple areas, that reimbursement rate, dealing with DHHS's sort of allocation of beds that we can tackle. I also learned that there are, so we all are familiar with the critical access hospitals. We have one here in Cherry County. Our hospitals are critical access hospitals. The majority of those were built 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. Those funds came out of some federal funding. What a lot of people are not aware of, I was not aware of, is that funding is still there, and it's available to nursing home facilities as well. So I spent quite a bit of time visiting with the man that built the Burwell Nursing Home, brand new, beautiful facility. I think it's just 3 or 4 years old now, or maybe not even that old. But, you know, he said this was primarily built because we access those critical access hospital federal funds in order to get the facility built. So there are some things we need to start sharing, some of those success stories and places that have figured this out. And we don't need to reinvent the wheel, but part of it is regulatory, and it's within the DHHS agency,
which is huge. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to, we're clicking right by on our time here, and we haven't covered half the subjects that we wanted to get to today. So we might have to give us the quick answers on from whatever that is. I don't know. I want to talk about water, because water is something that is vital to our way of life out here in the 43rd district everywhere. But it seems like, and we've been warned, there's a fight looming about water issue. I think I had the last question on health care. I started with Tony, so I'm going to start with Tanya on this one. Water issues. The Perkins Canal is a big example right now.
Yeah. So a few years ago, when now Senator, then Governor Ricketts was in office, he really started the ball rolling and identified that we have a compact that was signed over 100 years ago, I believe, with the state of Colorado for the amount of water that Nebraska is to receive. The problem is that we don't have the mechanism to take that water in off irrigation season and store it. So in order to get our full allocation, we're going to have to build the Perkins, what they refer to as the Perkins Canal. It was started years ago and never finished. It certainly is going to cost some money, but that is the only avenue for Nebraska to get their full allocation. And in the meantime, if you drive over into the Colorado area, if you drive over to the interstate, if you're headed to Denver somewhere, if you really start taking a look, they're building a lot of storage systems. So they're trying to store up all that water because I think they know what's coming. So the longer we wait on this, the bigger fight it's going to be to get our full allocation. For every gallon of water that we can get that is due us from out of Colorado, that's another gallon of water that we don't have to utilize in essence out of the Ogallala Aquifer. And one of the things that happened, and I'm going to be trying to be quick because I know you want to speak quick, but when I was on the Farm Bureau Board and I fought this, I pushed back hard on this, but they created down south of North Platte, they sold off, I think there was 19 pivots. So NRDs came together, bought the pivots, they turned it into grassland, so it was no longer irrigated acres, which killed their school districts, but they didn't lose the wells. They are literally pumping our groundwater through a pipe system down to the Republican River. We are literally pumping our water down the river. That's going to meet our obligation to Kansas. Now, that if we were receiving our full allocation out of Colorado, that business could come to an end, in my opinion. And I don't know the exact numbers, but so it's critical for the state of Nebraska, for the growth of our agricultural industry, that we get that project done.
Tony, any comments on either the specifically the Perkins Canal or just water issues and what we're facing down the road there?
Well, I've come at this from a very unique perspective. Like I say, we're from Dawes County, and so the one thing that makes Dawes County just a little bit different than the rest of the 43rd District is that in a large portion of Dawes County, I would say like the northern third to a northern half, we don't have any good water. And so I serve on a rural pipeline. We provide water for the village of Whitney, and we've got about 90